Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 20th, 2024. No need to wait hundreds of years. Question: Our egoism is designed in such a way that it does not want to reveal evil. How can we sweeten it so as not to fear this revelation? Is there any thought or trick? Answer: No. It will not be possible to sweeten, deceive, or twist egoism. Question: How can we not run away when evil is revealed? Answer: If you can unite, you will not scatter. But if you do run away, then that is what you deserve. You will start coming together again in hundreds of years. So ask the Creator to keep you together. Question: The basis of hatred is egoism. But we say that hatred for hatred should arise. What is the basis of that hatred that should arise against egoism? Answer: Love for love. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 14, 2024. Writings of Rabash, The Daily Schedule. All in its time. Question: Is luck related to the speed of advancement? Answer: It is relatively. Of course, it can be said that the one who advances faster is more fortunate and one who is slower is less fortunate. But, in principle, this is all relative because we do not count the peculiarity of everyone's soul, what one's work is. Some may move slower than others, but they do more difficult work. Question: Often when I ask something, you say, "You are in a rush." And all the time, I feel like I am late. What is the reason for this? Is this some internal time discrepancy? Answer: No, of course, you want to rush. That is understandable. You have a desire to hasten your development. But everything will happen at the time that the Creator has appointed. Question: But isn't the desire to accelerate development the right desire for the soul? Answer: This is the right desire, but you cannot just focus on it. You must think about the quality of your desires and which ones you want to raise to the Creator. So everything will come in due time. Comment: It is just that yesterday there was one condition, today there is another, and all the time, there is a feeling that something is passing by. Answer: That is how it should be. Every day a person is new. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 29, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, explaining the discernment of luck. How can you be under restriction? Question: How can you be constantly under restriction? Answer: Do not allow yourself to use any desires other than the desires of bestowal. And if the Creator presses on you as if you are a visitor and the host forces you, "Try this, try that, look what I did for you," in that case, you can take something, just so as not to break your restriction. And then, even if you begin to try and approach the Creator to take a little more and more, all this turns into receiving for the sake of bestowal. This means that there should be work with the Creator who puts pressure on you, like a host on a guest, so that you take more and you have to check whether you can afford it. Question: How do I do this check correctly? Answer: Everything depends on your state, how connected you are with the Creator, and how you check the restriction so that you receive not for your own sake but only for the sake of the Creator. In addition, you can test it on the group, whether you are able to receive for their sake, but in no case for your own sake. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 4, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, The Prayer That One Should Always Pray. It all depends on Israel. Question: It says that Israel is above the signs of good luck. What does it mean? Israel does not need the reshimo of shattering. Answer: The fact is that Israel, for the most part, has been shattered and now has to correct itself. And by doing this it corrects the whole Kli, all the nations, the whole world. That is why everyone makes all kinds of claims against Jews. Question: who determines the speed of our progress, and can I influence it? Answer: of course, you can influence it with your desire. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 29, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam explaining the discernment of luck. Unite with your neighbor. Question: what does it mean to unite with one's neighbor and bring everyone to the level of faith? Answer: to unite with one's neighbor means to feel that you cannot approach the Creator, the truth, or the purpose of creation without them. Question: why do we have such low sensitivity to the power of separation among us? What will help us realize the division in time and come from this point to the point of unity? Answer: only the connection between us. We need to ask and pray for it to strengthen. And to develop sensitivity to the feeling of these points, we need to think more about strengthening the connection. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 3, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam: the Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one. Socrates' tricky question. Comment: many ancient Greeks were afraid of Socrates' question, which he often asked, "Aren't you ashamed to take care of money, fame, honors, and not take care of your soul and not think about it, so that it is as good as possible?" Alcibiades, a politician and strategist of that time, hated Socrates and said, "Socrates made me feel a sense of shame. And how often I wished that he was no longer among living people." Answer: that's right, with a normal egoistic view of the world, if someone points out my flaws to me, I first want him to disappear, and the flaws, if possible, let them disappear too. Question: from this explanation, it would seem to be a despicable thing to engage in fame, money, and power. Answer: it should at least be secondary. We need it for existence. Question: so we are dealing with this out of necessity? But only just out of necessity. Answer: yes. Question: and in principle, all our studies should be to engage in matters of the soul. Why then don't we engage in them? Answer: ask all people and they will tell you, "I do not know what a soul is. I do not know how to do it. I don't want to. It's difficult, it's complicated. It's against my egoistic nature. I don't want to." Question: then why are there so many spiritual practices in the world? Answer: because people invent things all the time, and they want to trick the Creator around their finger. That is, "I will do this or do that, and in this way I will conquer egoism and nature, and the Creator." Question: so this is all an attempt by a person to somehow bypass the main thing, because the main thing is difficult to do? Answer: the main thing is against our nature, and therefore we cannot advance like this. Question: how can a person determine that he has found exactly that? Answer: he begins to feel the meaning of life, the real meaning of life, the meaning of existence. He feels that he has found the root of life. Question: where do I feel it? Where is the feeling in me that I have found this? Answer: it is a merging of heart and mind. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 6, 2023. Fears shape prayer. When fear comes upon a person, he should know that there is none else but him, Balha Sulam, Shemati 138, concerning fear that sometimes comes upon a person. Question: there are many kinds of fear. What are the ones mentioned in this article? Answer: any of them. Sometimes you are filled with some completely stupid fear, sometimes more serious fear, sometimes fears based on problems that exist between you, and so on. It does not matter. The main thing is that you are busy connecting with the Creator and want to put this connection in order. Question: how can this fear manifest in working in the ten? Answer: it is very simple. Your fears form a prayer with which you turn to the Creator. Nothing else is needed, just to raise a prayer. All fears must pass through us. We must identify them and connect with the Creator through them. Fear is what correctly guides us toward the goal of creation. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 23, 2024. Writings of Balhassulam concerning fear that sometimes comes upon a person.